Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Approximately 3 million men fought on both sides in the Civil War.
But at least 500 women disguised themselves as men and went into the Union Army.
Steve Osmond is a retired senior historian with the Minnesota Historical Society. Women also went in disguise for the Confederates. Probably the best-known female soldier with Minnesota connections was Frances Clayton. For a spell, she and her husband lived in St. Paul. But when war broke out, the couple enlisted with a Missouri regiment, Frances under the pseudonym Jack Williams. Accounts vary as to the battles she was in. Frances Clayton was wounded, some say three times. After her husband was killed in battle, she left the army and returned briefly to St. Paul. Steve Osmond quotes from a 1963 St. Paul paper, which noted her arrival and her singular style.
She wore a man's shirt and seemed very much to enjoy the flavor of a fragrant Havana, which she was smoking with a perfect nonchalance.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.